time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for your day very low in the hopes that maybe you can rise above it, okay?
Okay.
I mean, honestly, there is good news coming out of this, but it is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to commit lottery fraud, you're doing okay.
Yeah, not good.
Right. Get this. This guy thought he had the perfect crime, so to speak. All right. So he works at a gas station there out of Nashville. And so a customer had come up and bought some scratch-off tickets and scratched off the tickets and gave it to the clerk and said, hey, will you see if they come up as winners? All right.
Okay.
And so... the clerk told him one was a winner for $40, which was true, and the other was a loser and threw it away.
Which was not true?
That was not true, and he trashed it. So when the customer left the store, the clerk took that other lottery ticket out of the trash, pocketed it. Turns out it was a $1 million winner.
Ooh.
So the clerk is like, hey, I'm just going to go to the Tennessee Lottery Commission, claim it as my own. And I'm going to win $1 million. But I guess they do some questioning. That's pretty routine, right? And during the questioning, the lottery officials got a little suspicious, which made them review security cameras at the gas station.
Oh, wow.
They figured out what happened.
Oh, my goodness. Because I'm sitting here thinking the whole time, it could be he probably could have gotten away with that if the ticket wasn't signed at first, you know, because typically you don't sign it unless it's a winner.
Right.
And so if it wasn't signed, he could just sign it and say, yep, I got it.
Yeah, so the detective working on it said, yeah, it was pretty obvious. The good enough to put in front of 12 jurors, and they're going to reach the same conclusion. But they looked through all the security footage and basically figured out who the rightful owner of the ticket was and told him that he's $1 million richer.
Oh, my gosh.
How amazing is that?
That's fantastic.
That's so crazy.
Also guessing that dude lost his job.
The clerk is now facing a felony theft charge.
So probably not going to be available to show up to work anymore.
Probably not. So, again, setting the bar story, that kind of turns into almost a feel-good story. But if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to commit lottery fraud, then you're doing okay.
I mean, but listening to it. I mean, I'm thinking if anyone's getting away with a crime, it's that guy.
Yes, because I feel, and who knows, maybe he's done this before.
But kudos to the lottery sleuths who put it together like, interesting that a guy that worked at the gas station.
I know, is the winner.
Won with the ticket that was sold at the gas station.
Yeah, I guess it was just the routine questioning that made them question everything. They went back, looked at the footage, and voila, there it is. Yep. There you go. There's your setting the bar story.